life force is the energy that vivifies the human being, and as they run out of it during life, they get older and older, and when they run out of life force, they drop dead. Every time you get ill, you use your life force to combat the stressor, and then you go into fighting that stressor, and when you win against that stressor, a certain amount of life force has been eaten up by that stressor. So you can see during life, when you're subjected to GM foods, to the chemicals like aspartame, when you're irradiated by Fukushima with the radioactive iodine and cesium, which is flowing through your system, when you are infected with pathogens like MRSA, when you are infected with flu viruses like the bird flu virus, when you're driven mad by insane buffoons at work, all of these things are using up your life force, and as you can see, there is a limited amount which you're born with. And unfortunately, as soon as you're born, you are bled of life force by the dark energy matter parasites, which, having no physical body, but having a dark energy matter body, don't feed off your flesh, they actually feed off your life force. And that means that not only do you not have the full amount of life force you're born with, but actually you've only got a tiny remnant of that life force left after you've been parasitized. So it comes as no surprise that a human being only lives a very short space of time, and for most of that time is an ugly bag of flesh, which looks like a monster. One can also see that the life force is draining away from conception, in that humans are getting uglier and fatter as time goes on. So we can see that the life force is constantly dropping, and that if you've got a exponentially increasing population, and you posit that there's only a certain amount of life force for a species, then as you have more and more humans, they contain less and less life force, therefore they live a shorter and shorter time, and their manifestation is devolving. We can see that generally, especially in the white population, which has now become wiggers, emulating the chimpanzee in the trees, into what chimpanzees do, which is having sex and attacking other chimpanzees in gangs and tearing them apart, which you see in the young population of Uyghur hoodies, and the young population of Uyghur females, who of course only think about sex and what they look like, and the Uyghur male, which of course is just an incredibly violent transgenic chimpanzee, which runs around in packs, chatters to each other in Uyghur patois, and attacks its own pack or any lone transgenic chimp that passes it. So this explains the Western devolvement. And of course, the life force is drained away not only through parasitism from the dark energy matter parasites which adhere to humans, but also from the Freemason ley line system, which has been set up to bleed the human body of physical life force and biophysical life force. And we see that all of the Freemason cities are laid out in grids, just like circuit boards. They've got their water pools to store energy. They've got their fountains to act as interfaces to the dark energy matter realm, to enable dark energy matter entities to come into our realm and then bleed the life force from the wigger and drain it down the fountain into the dark energy matter realm. We've got the obelisks which allow the dark energy matter entities to pump their toxic waste, their sewage, their so-called urine and feces and other toxic matters into the human population via the stone obelisks, which are in every Freemason city. And we see that from complex number theory, all the buildings which are linked up to the Freemasonic grid are turned into dark energy matter repositories, in that in complex number theory, any three space is completely synonymous with I, the square root of minus one, and we know that these dark energy matter beings are basically complex number beings, basically having their energies multiplied by I, so that complex number theory, that's basically rotating through 90 degrees. So you can see that these dimensions are next to our dimension, but rotated by 90 degrees. And the houses in which the wigger lives have been turned into subspaces where the dark energy matter beings can live, because the free space, the box in which the human lives, are I generators, and they allow the dark energy matter being not only to feed off the wigger energy, but also to impose its own reality, its dark energy matter I space, onto human reality via the buildings which the Freemasons build. And as you can see, the so-called set square, the compass, which the Freemasons have as their symbol, is simply another mechanism of the dark energy matter invasion, which of course is built into the infrastructure via the Freemasons. Basically, in complex number theory, a bivector, which is, think of it as two, simply put, two vectors conjoined together, or a set square, or a compass, causes Lorentz rotation, basically rotates things in space-time, so the wigger body in the Freemasonic city not only is bled of energy via the parasites, bled of energy via the ley line system, its reality is then sequestered and poisoned and turned into the Freemason Zion, dark energy matter Satanist reality of the West via the buildings, because they're eye generators. But the compass and set square, this bivector, causes rotation. And as you see, that's why Western cities are laid out in grids, as if they were laid out with a set square or a compass, which causes Lorentz rotation. This rotates the energy of the human body, causing it to have the circular force imposed upon it, which of course is the energy which is the nature of the dark energy matter parasite. So basically, your energy is twisted, and this bivector is so tuned that the biophysical body is rotated through 180 degrees, so the head is rotated to your feet, and the feet part of your biophysical body is rotated to your head. Now, since the connection between the biophysical body, the mind, and the brain is via the supplementary motor area, which is in the crown of the head underneath the soft spot, and that's why there's a soft spot there, this disconnects the wigger mind from the physical body, which means that possession is then enabled, which means that any human in a Freemason city is easily possessed like a vehicle, simply because their biophysical body is rotated 180 degrees away from their physical body. The connection between the biophysical body and the supplementary motor area is broken, which then allows the parasite to link into the supplementary motor area and take over the body, basically the walk-in technology. So one can see, simply put, that the Freemasons aren't a little bunch of cultists who play around and have funny handshakes, but they're actually the human traitors that have sold out human civilization to dark energy matter extra dimensionals, which can come from other star systems, remember. Just because they come from other dimensions doesn't mean they have to come from the Earth's other dimensions. They can, like the Syrians, come from Sirius, and that's why the pyramids are positioned pointing towards Sirius. So we have got a whole pack of dark energy matter, strange energy matter, and chaotic energy matter, bodiless beings which don't have flesh and blood, but which feed off our life force. So as you can see, in order to get the psychotronic generator network up and running, one has to totally take over the Freemasonic energy network, which means that, first of all, one has to block the fountains, which are actually the dark energy matter portals to other dimensions, or better still, set up torsion field vortexes around them, which are clockwise, which poison the anti-clockwise dark energy matter beings, basically keeping them open, but pumping clockwise energy poison into their realities in order to kill them and drive them mad. The obelisks can then have clockwise energy fields around them, so they pump clockwise energy into the human population, which of course drives and kills the dark energy matter possessors of the humans mad. One puts clockwise energy into the pools and the altars which are next to them, so that when the children are bestialized and slain in the Freemasonic dark energy matter temples, because remember, paedophilia is the norm of the British, the Americans, and the Europeans. Look at Jimmy Savile. Look at all the Tory MPs. Look at all the BBC stars from the past, all convicted of paedophilia. Look at the CIA, which runs giant satanic paedophile rings. Look at the police, Freemasons, who protect all the orphanages where British orphans were tortured, murdered to death. Look at the Catholic Church, which is based on paedophilia, and you can actually see that life force is being sucked out of young babies and children by the Freemasons in their satanic temples. So of course, generating a clockwise field to turn the energy from anti-clockwise to clockwise, of course, poisons the energy. So when the dark energy matter Rothschild or royal family tries to feed on it, it poisons them. So it's basically like putting paraquat in the water supply of the aliens. I'm not saying you should put paraquat in anyone's water, but I'm just saying it's a metaphor. Now, simply put, the ley line system connects these energy spots to your houses and is constantly bleeding energy off you. So, of course, the ley line system needs to be sequestered with new programming so that instead of bleeding the energy off the human as it walks through the ley line system and goes about its business and pumps it into the Satanist dark energy matter Rothschild. Instead of that, one then reconnects that to the computer energy grid so that instead of the energy flowing out of the human that walks in the Freemasonic grid, it doesn't go to the Rothschild anymore because that whole system's been broken up. Basically, Tim Riefat set up a huge counterclockwise torsion field sequestration program using 22 churches in Brighton to set up the archetype for the sequestration program, which was then injected into the ley line system using lots of blood sacrifice, and he got the entire New Age population of the planet to then link it to the rest of the world via the Fountain Group. And this clockwise sequestration program basically poisoned the dark energy matter beings, cut them off from their Freemason power supply, and then by having people put my crystal certificates, website, etc. on the internet, I actually linked the energy output from the ley line system not to the pools and fountains of the dark energy matter vermin, but to the computer network, to the quartz crystals. So you can think of the quartz crystals in the computers and the Earth's crust as now storing life force not in the anti-clockwise mode, but in the clockwise mode. And if you look up torsion fields, you'll see that once they're incepted, once they are created, they continue, unlike electromagnetic radiation, which stops running. Clockwise torsion field energy keeps going. And as we know, the planet is revolving around its axis, revolving around the sun, and it has a tremendous torsion field produced, and it might be anti-clockwise from one direction, but it's clockwise from the other direction. So in fact, if you invert the Rothschild Freemason ley line system, so instead of pointing up, it points down, it suddenly becomes clockwise and poisons the entire dark energy matter system. This means that total insanity strikes the Rothschilds, their entire empire goes bankrupt, and they then have to start producing quantitative easing to keep the system going, basically making up 70 trillion in order to stop their empire collapsing. It means that the humans in the streets who are possessed by these dark energy matter beings go completely insane. So if you look at the vacuous lumps of flesh in the street, you'll see they're going totally insane. And of course, all the energy from the ley line system then gets pumped into the computer network and then gets pumped into myself to build a Dr. Manhattan body, and small amounts of it are given to our clients. One can also see the houses, which are eye generators, which allow the dark energy matter beings to produce their reality in our realm. Basically, the houses generate a field which allows the dark energy matter beings to turn the physical reality of the West into a dark energy matter hive, basically a copy of Gaza, Remember, the dark energy matter beings love the Gaza template, which is one giant prison camp where resources are controlled by the Jews. Basically, the thing they're doing to Greece, Portugal, Italy, and the rest of Europe and America, where the resources are being drained away and the population finds itself in a giant economic prison camp, which turns into a real prison camp if they cause any trouble. One can see that the houses now have a clockwise energy field around them, which means that the earth, the physical reality, is turned into hell on earth for these dark energy matter beings. And this, of course, is happening in that Tim Riefat is broadcasting the old 70s Russian research, where they found out that torsion fields can be tuned to destroying the dark energy matter beings in human bodies. In the 80s, they developed the detectors to look at human bodies, found these dark energy matter beings, found the walk-ins in the Rothschilds and the royal family, found the frequencies to kill them, and then the KGB came along on the orders of the Jews in order to shut the project down. Now, of course, I'm just publicizing this old-style technology so that the standing torsion field of the planet can be tuned with a harp-like device to get a standing wave upon which you put the walk-in killing frequencies, which then destroys all the walk-ins in the human population and the walk-ins in the Rothschilds and royal families, and basically liberates the human race from these walk-ins. And as we know, every weapon system is used once it's made public. So one can see that this reality, the release of information allowing humans to destroy any walk-in in a human body by just generating the torsion field killing wave, and that this is simply done, you just put a Rothschild or a Jew in front of a detector, tune the torsion field till the energy field in that human bursts, and then just generate that frequency on a standing wave which you broadcast at the Earth's core via a harp-like machine, which is tuned for torsion fields. Simple technology, Stone Age technology. One can see that the aliens, the Greys, which are supposed to be in Area 51, you can simply, if the Russians or Chinese have got any of these vermin, they can tune the torsion field to that frequency, and then they can destroy the DNA in the Grey, and they can then tune it to destroy the walk-in in the Grey, because remember, they're designed specifically as walk-ins for dark energy matter beings, genetically engineered vehicles for these dark energy matter, or strange energy matter, chaotic energy matter beings, and the Russians and Chinese can then tune the torsion field to destroy the walk-in, so the Grey not only can be killed, but you can kill the walk-in in the Grey. A bit like the Stargate film, where the alien needs a physical vehicle because it's a dark energy matter, strange energy matter, or chaotic energy matter being, and doesn't have a physical body, but can actually use a physical body by linking up with the supplementary motor area, this being the basis, of course, of all remote influencing. Now, of course, the psychotronic energy computer network, which is draining the life force out of the human race, turning it clockwise and then feeding it into the Tim Riefat Dr. Manhattan body, which of course is building and growing as we speak. This energy is now clockwise, so in order to feed off it properly, you need to have the Psymaster surface, which of course reverses your rotational force, so that instead of it turning in an anti-clockwise direction, it turns in a clockwise direction. So I recommend the Psymaster service for all our customers in order to get the best out of the psychotronic generator network. And you might ask where this life force is being stored. Well, it's being stored in the Earth's crust, basically like oil is stored down there. The quartz crystals in the Earth's crust are actually storing the life force, and it is then conducted from these reservoirs via the computer network back into the human customer. So as you can see, the psychotronic generator network solves the problem of alien conquest of the humans via walk-in technology. It doesn't try to free the human population, who of course would be lost without their walk-in controllers, but instead of which puts them in a energy bottle, which is produced by the ley line system, just like in the Matrix film, connects them to the ley line system from this energy bottle produced by the ley line system, and then sucks them out of life force, sucks the life force out of them, just like in the Matrix film. And as you can see, MI6 were using this technology to build the checkerboard, the chess board configuration in the ley line system, which basically intermixed black dark energy matter energy with light energy matter energy for total sequestration. Why is it a square? Well, if you raise I to the power of I, strangely enough, you get a rational number. So this means that the checkerboard enables the dark energy matter reality and the vermin to produce real-world rational effects, mix it with the light energy matter energy, produce a checkerboard, and Bob's your uncle. You then take over the reality of the humans. What I've done is simply to suck all this energy out, turn it clockwise, and then pump it into the Earth's crust and then into the Dr. Manhattan body in order to produce the new evolution, which is Homo superior. As I say, I hope this program has explained the depths of Satanism, which the Freemasons and the Rothschilds have gotten up to, and the race traitorhood which they have occurred and enabled, and that psychotronic generator technology and psychotronics, which of course is old technology invented during the Cold War and which was buried by the KGB on the orders of the Jews, this has now been released for the public. And as you can see, the human race is now being freed from dark energy matter sequestration, and the Homo superior, the Psi Master, is now taking the place of the Rothschild walk-in, because as you well know, the humans are a hive, cursorial pack animal, and they can't think for themselves, and they must have controllers, Psi Masters, to control the entire human population. Thank you very much.